We were just told that Glenn Spencer had to hop offline. We just got him here last moment. So I appreciate him being able to stick around for at least that first hour. And this hour, I want to try to put this into context. I want to read you what the fine senators of Romero and Cedillo and Soto, the assembly people out in California, have written. And I hope it's becoming apparent to you listeners out there in California, you've got a serious problem out there. You've got people in your own assembly, your own Congress out there, that are absolutely traitors to California and to the rest of the people of the United States. They should be removed. They should be removed without any fanfare, without any doubt, any discussions. They should be just removed from office. We're in a great fight in this country right now, ladies and gentlemen. If we're not fighting the globalists, we're fighting what they're bringing down on our little necks. And what you're seeing in the streets, on your news medias today, is a direct result of their endeavors. Make no mistake about it. Also, some of the law. Folks, we're supposed to be a nation of laws here. Some of the laws that I'm reading comes right from the pens of our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. So I'm wondering, because they are pandering to this illegal invasion, whether or not they should be brought up on criminal charges. Folks, we've got to shove this against the wall just as hard as we can and pin these critters down and do it now. Because left unabated, they will have their amnesty. The medias will lie and spin this in a direction that the brain dead will become supporters of this illegal invasion in this country, given enough time. Right now, the dust hasn't settled yet. May Day, May 1st, ironic that they picked this day, the illuminous day when in 1776, on May 1st of 1776, they pick this day. The Illuminist Day, the Communist Day in which to do this. Do you think this was an accident? I don't think that it was. And for you legal schmeagles out there, go look up U.S. Code Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 2, Part 8, and you can read along with me. I want to cover that. And also a story that was on PrisonPlanet.com. Background information as the PR firms that were hired by Bush and Vicente Fox to help stage this illegal immigration demonstration you're seeing in the streets today. An American president with a foreign president hiring public relations firms to bring about what you're seeing on the streets today. Do you think Mr. Bush needs to be impeached? Do you think Mr. Cheney, the whole PNAC people, need to go for involving us in a war that should not have been involved in? Folks, it's gut check time, okay? What are we going to do? Are we going to sit idly by? Are you still going to wait for that leader to come forth to lead you to the promised land? I got news for you. We are in the promised land. We're being shoved out by the traitors to this country, to this Constitution, to our way of life, and to the law itself. Need some more reasons? We'll come up with some more. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
What has happened to the American dream? Well, simply put, it's turned into a nightmare. We've got a dollar that's not worth anything because our politicians in Washington, D.C., almost 100 years ago, decided to privatize that little entity. So, consequently, our money is worth nothing nowadays. We have this junta in Washington, D.C., along with their PNAC people and their brothers over in Israel. We've got a problem because, well, we're just friends and buds and pals with somebody that just wants to destroy all the Muslim world in the Middle East. We have millions of illegals in this country right now. Our jobs have been shipped overseas, and we got a bunch of stumble bums trying to put a proper spin on this to make everybody feel at ease. Our country is being destroyed before our very eyes. I think it's about time to declare Washington, D.C. and all the Congress critters up there illegal. We should declare them to be illegals. Gentleman wrote a letter into the editor of a newspaper, and he says, now we've seen it all. People who invade our country and then demand that they're allowed to stay, as well as improving their schools, and medical attention. Then blocking traffic to demonstrate by the millions, talk about spitting in our faces. The illegals are costing Americans billions of dollars every year through medical costs, education, job loss, and lowered wages. Who pays for all these new illegal citizens? You do, with your taxes. The American people didn't invite these people here. The big corporations and developers who hire them are the reason they come. As well as an agreement within the 1,300-plus page NAFTA bill that our fearless leaders didn't even bother to read before they passed it back in 1993. Of course, given their abysmal track record, the cowardly degenerates just haven't worked up the audacity to tell us what they have done in our name. Worse yet, Richard Haas, El Presidente of the Council on Foreign Relations, has written an article entitled Building a North American Community, within which he states that there should not be a border at all between Mexico, Canada, or the United States. Actually, no new laws are needed. All that needs to be done to enforce this law, U.S. Code, Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 8, provides stiff, severe fines and imprisonment for violations such as hiring illegal aliens. No jobs, no aliens, no problem. Look it up and show to your stumble bums in Washington. Be sure to tell them that you don't want criminals made into instant citizens just because most of their biggest corporate contributors hire these illegals. The greatest problem dealing with so-called representatives is vote fraud and bribes. They know how to cheat, and they like the money. The mainstream media is in the back pocket of the largest stockholders who just happen to be members of the Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, Halliburton, etc., etc., ad nauseum. Do you get it now, America? Sometimes I wonder where your minds have gone. Marilyn in California. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, I've been listening to you talking about the immigration. You know, I think a lot of America really does get it, Mr. Stattmiller. I think they realize there's really not a lot they can do about it. I mean, I'm one of the many that have written letters to, I've got George Miller here in Northern California who's just about as bad as it comes.
Lucky you.
You know, and I've got Dianne Feinstein and Pelosi. But, you know, they're no worse than George Bush. So, I mean, they're all bad. And I realized quite a while back that this is inevitable. They really want to break this world up into regions, governing regions. And, you know, they're going to do it no matter what we do. If you go out, and I know people have held counter demonstrations, especially down in L.A., and the police literally let them get beat up. These are elderly people. So you take your life in your own hands if you actually do a counter demonstration.
Well, and here's the question, Marilyn. If we're unable to do anything right now, then what's in store for America short term?
Oh, I think America is going to be merged into the region over here with South America and Canada. I think there's no two ways about it. Of course, I'm not for it, but you know, I mean, as a Christian, it's almost like I can see this as biblical judgment on this. I mean, this country is about as evil a country as has ever been devised, surpassing even the Roman Empire.
Well, and I've had this discussion, Marilyn, with people before. I remind people that the other side can read also. And as far as this being part of the Bible prophecy, I don't think God has anything to do with this equation. What we're looking at is the evil of men taking advantage.
Well,
right,
God
now
works through man. If you read the Old Testament, you can certainly see where he judged his nation. You know, you guys talk about Israel and how evil it is, and I certainly agree with that, although I'm glad they're back in the land. But God works through men, just like he did in the Old Testament.
Well, they're not back in the land. What you should be doing is listening to the, instead of the Kabbalist or the Talmudist out there, the Pharisees. If you listen to true Torah-believing Jews, they'll be the first one to tell you that there should not be a state of Israel until, and they're still waiting for the Messiah to come. We've already seen him. We're waiting for his return. But if you're listening to the right people, Jews themselves, Orthodox Jews, they will tell you that Israel has no reason or right to exist today.
And that's something I'll disagree with you on. But I'll since we can't agree on that, can I make one other comment regarding the move to regionalize the world?
Sure.
All the while these demonstrations are going on, there's these very coordinated demonstrations, including, you know, ultra-liberal George Clooney and his father against Sudan. Now, this has been going on a long time, and it's primarily I really believe this will come out, just as in Kosovo, we have U.S. and globalist-sponsored Muslim terrorists that are being brought in all over Africa to try to shake it up. And if you look, now they're trying to use the pretext of bringing in the United Nations to clean the mess up there. And they're trying to use the African Union, which even has a website now, and includes all of Africa. So they're while they're doing it here, they're doing it all over the world.
Yeah, and Mr. Clooney, I should remind Mr. Clooney that look at the fine job that the UN did in Ethiopia.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to happen. What are you going to do? I mean, they've got this set up, and the United States is sponsoring terrorism all over the world.
Well, I've got a suggestion for you, Marilyn. I know where it starts. It starts here in our own backyard. It starts with what we control. Rather than sitting back and either saying that this is biblically prophesied or anything else, and until I get my orders from the God on high himself, I'm going to continue to do what I can to fight this, resist this, to turn evil men out into the light, which they so much deplore because, well, they're cockroaches. I don't know any other way to put it, Marilyn.
Well, I do the same thing, but all I'm trying to say is bemoaning it, I don't know how much good you can do. You can probably slow it down, but I really feel in my heart that it's inevitable that that's where the world is going, sad as it is. And I think as a Christian, I can only look to the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior, and that he will eventually take care of all of this.
And I've said this before, Marilyn. I think God on high is sitting up in heaven right now with his arms crossed going, you know what? I gave you everything you needed. What are you waiting for? I'm not waiting for anything else. Marilyn, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Gilbert in San Antonio. Hello, Gilbert. Gilbert, are you there? Going once, twice for Gilbert in San Antonio. Gilbert's not there. Dalton in Tennessee. Hello, Dalton.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Gilbert.
Yes, Gilbert. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, John, I've recently discovered RBN, and I was a listener of mainstream news and media for some time now.
Well, you must have had one heck of a culture shock then.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I commend you for speaking out. You don't hear a lot of this. And unfortunately, you know, RBN isn't heard. It's too bad that RBN can't be heard on mainstream radio, but you know, I guess that's just the way it goes. But I wanted your
until I'm going to answer that, Gilbert, until such time that the people with bags full of money sitting out there gripping them so tightly that their hands are turning white right now, until such time that they step up and start deciding to invest in networks such as this, we're going to remain as small as we are. And this is a message that all the American people need to hear. We need to wake them out of their lethargy. We need to shake them awake. The only thing that we have to do is tell them the damn truth of what's been going on in this country for the last 100 years. And instead of seeing millions of illegals in the streets right now, what you'd see is millions of Americans in the streets today.
Well, you know, I wanted your take on two things. Well, the first thing is I am of Mexican descent. I'm fourth generation in America. And, you know, I love America. America's my country. America comes first.
Right.
But what I wanted to know is, I hope that the rest of the country just doesn't paint us all as, you know, flag-waving Mexicans, because to me, it's, you know, America comes first, and there are, I mean, millions of us with you know.
And Gilbert, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what I was thinking about over the weekend. For all the people that have come to this country legally, have established themselves, have been here generationally. You know, my ancestry is Italian, German, and Irish. Obviously, I came from Europe and parts in between. Everybody in this country, unless they're an American Indian, immigrated from someplace to come to America to help build this thing. And the one thing that I am really cognizant of are the people of Mexican descent in this country that are law-abiding, that are here legally. I don't want to see them being besmirched in this deal, because they're one of the loudest advocates of what we are talking about. They want these guys gone, too. Stay there. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
I was watching Lou Dobbs during the break, and he said, this is a day without truth. And he was even slamming his own network, CNN, for how they're covering this and putting the spin on it. And my producer contends here that Lou Dobbs' head is literally on the chopping block at CNN. I've thought that for a long time, and I think rather than just pulling him off the air, they're going to let his current contract expire, and then Lou Dobbs will not be heard on any cable news network anywhere in America. Gilbert, before the break, I know where you're going with this, and what they're...
Oh, yeah, I mean, my kids are American. You know, my grandmother, who was born in Laredo, Texas, her parents came from Mexico, but my grandmother, she wouldn't wave the American, Mexican flag. My grandmother would wave the American flag on July 4th. There's what the news media isn't portraying, they're neglecting the people that are of Mexican descent, and I speak to several of them on a daily basis. They all feel the way I do, that we are Americans, and if you're going to come here legally. There's nothing about being prejudiced or anything. Just come here legally, do it the right way, just like everyone else.
Gilbert, I'm sure you've had conversation also. What if they were displaying their displeasure with the Mexican government in the numbers that they're displaying their displeasure with not getting legal status in this country? What do you think the effect would be in Mexico right now?
Oh, God, I think it'd be it'd be devastating, you know, for them to try to do that over there. I've been to Mexico, and you know, I've seen some of these kids that are, you know, are stepping out of school for the day and so forth. They have no idea what Mexico is like. And to the rest of the people across the country, you don't live as close to the border as I do. You're about as third world as you can get when you go to Mexico. And I'm sure you've been there before also.
No, as a matter of fact, I won't step foot in Mexico because I can see my name popping up on a list and I'd probably never be seen or heard from again. Hey, Gilbert.
You know, John, real quick, can I tell you something?
Sure.
And I don't mind doing it. And the archives are awesome. You know, I used to pay to listen to the Coast to Coast archives. And, you know, and now that I look back, all I got was a bunch of alien stuff.
Yep.
So with RBN, I'm getting something that's really of value. And, you know, I wouldn't mind subscribing to RBN if it's going to help raise revenue for RBN. I mean, I know a lot of people might want to shoot me for that. But
well, you know, Gilbert, the only thing that I say, and I appreciate those sentiments, but in the industry, when you start to charge people for something they've never heard before, it's harder than all get out to get them there. And this is my belief that, given enough people such as yourself, you're new on board, I'm sure you're going to be talking this network up. I want them to be able to hear the programming on this network, the past programming, and I want them to be able to do that free of charge. The only thing that we ask people to do is to spread the word so the information gets out there. But I appreciate your sentiments.
The change was great in Austin. That was great.
All righty. Gilbert, thank you so much for your call, sir. Appreciate it. You know, I mean, what do people need to hear? Do they need to hear any more than that? Here's a guy that's fourth generation here in America. You know, he considers himself to be an American, and he is an American. He holds the same values and ideals that we all do. You know, I mean, what if we had 20 or 30 million illegal Italians coming into this country? Okay. You know, would people be asking to lynch me at the street corner lamppost because I'm Italian? Folks, never before have we seen immigrants come into this country and set up their own communications networks. Never before have you ever seen a government or business set up their own queue lines when you call a governmental office or you call your phone company or you call anybody. Call information for your local. Do you want this in English or do you want it in Spanish? I don't know. What the hell country do you think I'm in? I'm in the United States. We're an English-speaking country. The point is that this has all been carefully orchestrated. And Dalton and John, Julius, all you guys just hang on a second. I want to read this real quick by Paul Joseph Watson and AJ threw his two cents in this. Bushite neocons responsible for May Day immigration protest. U.S. PR firm hired by Bush and Fox to stage illegal immigrant demonstrations. Today's massive immigration protests, which are being afforded lavish and complimentary media attention, were orchestrated by the neocons in the Bush administration and represent a fifth columnist movement openly intent on destroying America as we know it. The agenda is multifaceted and includes protecting government drug-running operations, balkanizing the U.S. and lowering the standards of living, and inciting race riots that lead to the justification of martial law and the internment procedures being implemented. As we reported last month, in late December 2005, Mexican President Vicente Fox hired a lobbying firm to sweeten political sentiment in the U.S. towards Mexicans and the immigration issue. The same PR expert and GOP political consultant helped George W. Bush defeat Ann Richards for governorship of Texas in 1994 and worked on both Bush's presidential campaigns. By the way, they needed Bush as governor of Texas, so Bush, his henchmen, Dick Cheney, and the gang, came down here to Texas for a year and a half to teach him how to be president. And when Bush asked, well, who should my vice president be? I think that was a rhetorical question. You're now seeing the makeup of the country's highest office, occupied by Mr. Bush and number two, Cheney. So let's not just get Bush out of office. Cheney and the whole gang have to go. We'll return after this. I want to finish this article.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Rob Allen of Rob Allen and Company secretly engineered Fox's 2000 presidential victory and is closely tied with GW himself. There can be no doubt that a foreign government is working in tandem with the government of the United States and a powerful politically connected public relations firm to manufacture consent and to hold back a growing grassroots movement to defend America's sovereignty. The L.A. Times reported that Vicente Fox hired Allen & Company when the rumblings of immigration reform began to be heard in Congress. The firm was hired to create a mechanism to sway public opinion in favor of Mexico and Mexican immigrants into the U.S. At the same moment, public concern over border security was beginning to reach a fever pitch. The timing is impeccable. The legislation that found Fox so shameful is the very same that is being protested so vehemently by hundreds of thousands around the country. The mainstream media's massive protest coverage kept coming back to a few central themes. The protesters are against criminalizing the illegal crossing of the U.S. borders, and they are seeking blanket amnesty for undocumented immigrants currently residing in the country. Fox turned to Allen & Company to push this very agenda. The L.A. Times reported on last December's announcement, quotes Allen on his tactics on behalf of Fox. And this is what it said. Our focus is on public opinion, which influences policy outcomes in Congress. And Allen, 46, who grew up in Huntington Beach, California, and moved to Texas when he was in high school, he said, there is a huge misconception among the U.S. public about Mexico. I beg to differ with you, Mr. Allen. We have no illusions. Allen set up the phony human rights front group called Democracy Watch, supposedly to monitor elections in Mexico. The group solicited donations and used that money to illegally sway the Mexican election in favor of Vicente Fox. The things you will witness on the streets of America over the next few days do not illustrate a new civil rights movement, but an invading army of militant foreigners, bankrolled and supported by predominantly white, rich neocons and neoliberals, who are using the different Mexican race groups as a vice to crush the sleeping American middle class. The real agenda, embraced by the ringleaders of this protest, are being whitewashed and covered up by the mainstream media. The demonstrations are part of the, as Lou Dobbs said on his program, what we have here is not a walkout, but we have a truth out. In other words, there's no truth being actually reported. He even went after his own network. The demonstrations are part of an orchestrated advance on the part of race hate movement that seeks to enact a brutal program of ethnic cleansing that will wipe uncooperative whites and blacks from the South and Western states off of the face of the map. The Aslan movement openly states its goal is to create a separatist state that encompasses the entire Southern and Western states. Their version of Hitler's Mein Kampf is the Plan of San Diego, which outlines the plan to ethnically cleanse the entire region of whites and blacks by mass genocide. Mech's own slogan reads, "For the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing." The catalyst for the agenda to intern millions of Americans deemed subversive in a time of manufactured chaos could be race riots kick-started by radicalized Mexican Klan groups and their establishment controllers. By the way, let me just throw a little caveat in here. This is what the Black Panthers and a lot of different other groups during the 60s finally figured out, that the same machine that they were railing against was the very same machine that was funding them. Planned, organized chaos. During our reporting on the immigration protests that are in the front for the violent separatist Aslan movement, watching Spanish TV news stations, were able to ascertain that the marches were not only wholly an organized response to the introduction of the immigration bill, but were being artificially promoted and organized by the Spanish language media. You see, folks, it wasn't an accident. We've got Spanish everything in this country now. Radio stations, television state. Take a look at your satellite and your cable, folks. Go look at the channels that are now there. Do you think this is for people that want to assimilate into this culture and learn our language? If you do, you're an idiot. The very next day, the Associated Press reported that many of the 500,000 people who crammed downtown Los Angeles on Saturday to protest legislation that would make criminals out of the illegal immigrants learned where, when, and even how to demonstrate from the Spanish language media. For English-speaking America, the mass protests in Los Angeles and other U.S. cities over the past few days have been surprising for their size and seeming spontaneity. But they were organized, promoted, and publicized for weeks by Spanish-language radio hosts and TV anchors as a demonstration of Hispanic pride and power. Last week, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff dismissed concerns over repeated incursions onto U.S. soil by the Mexican military and drug runners, calling claims of a border war scare tactics. Over the past few years, there have been hundreds of incidents of rocket attacks, drive-by shootings, murders of sheriffs and police chiefs, and abductions of U.S. citizens. If Al-Qaeda was engaging in this kind of behavior, it would be all over the front pages without recourse. Sheriff Rick Flores, whose jurisdiction includes vast swaths of southern border, told the London Telegraph last week, "Yeah, it's a war. These people are sophisticated and they are organized. They wear body armor and helmets just like our soldiers in Iraq. They have no respect for life and are not afraid of law enforcement on this side of the border." The National Executive Director of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, Al Garza, calls the southern border a war zone and says that areas of South Texas and Arizona are more dangerous per capita than Israel's West Bank. "We are virtually at war. We should, in fact, deploy our military to the borders. You do that, and you will seize all these criminals and all these drug cartels that do I'm sorry, the drug cartels that do what they want to do. Mexican drug commando organization Las Zetas have been carrying out kidnappings of American citizens and politically motivated assassinations, which has stretched from the border town of Nuevo Laredo through Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, all the way to Nashville, Tennessee, and Atlanta, Georgia. Why would the U.S. government make it easier for drug smuggling death squads to enter the country? Because the U.S. government controls Las Zetas and uses it as a front group for their narco empire. Retired DE agent Celi Castillo served 12 years in Drug Enforcement Administration, where he built cases against organized drug rings in Manhattan, raided jungle cocaine labs in Amazon, conducted aerial eradication operations in Guatemala, and assembled and trained anti-narcotics units in several countries. Castillo affirms the truth is that they are still working for the U.S. government in protecting drug routes to keep the wheels of Wall Street oiled. Castillo has gone on the record to state that the commandos are working directly for the U.S. government drug cartels in carrying out hits on rival drug smugglers who aren't paying their cut. This is why President Bush attacked the Minutemen as being vigilantes, and the Border Patrol in Arizona were ordered to stand down and not arrest people illegally crossing the border in order to make the Minutemen look bad and ineffective. Dalton in Tennessee. Hello, Dalton.
Hey.
Yes.
I've got so many ideas going through my head, I don't know if I'll have time for hardly any of it, but I wanted to say a couple of things. You really got to hand it to these guys. This has got to be one of the slickest things I've ever seen.
It is.
Because they're so far inside our OODA loop, most people will never catch up.
Man, you've heard me say the nose in the camel's tent. Well, you're looking at the back hump and the rump right now.
Right. Well, before I got back in range of this micro-broadcaster I listened to, I was listening to Phil Ballantyne in Nashville on 99.7. Big talk radio Bush supporter, you know.
Mm.
And there's all kinds of sound and fury there about this whole situation. But he is... I don't know if he's totally clueless, brainwashed, or what, but you can see that the things he says and the things he proposes and his whole perspective on the thing is just totally useless.
Well, and
nothing productive. There's nothing.
Dalton, I agree with you, and what they're doing is they're pushing the political agenda here rather than one of law. They're pushing the emotional hot buttons is what they're doing.
Sure. It's really sad, but the way I look at it, this is another one of those Hegelian dialectic things where if we ran them all out of the country next week, we got the government to say, okay, we'll do it. Or if we didn't, no matter which way the thing goes, it's still going to be more statist control. They're going to use it however they can, however it shakes out, to further their ends as far as, the total control society.
Well, and what we've got to keep in mind, what is it at the root of this? This is global governance.
Sure.
So we've got to have South America, Central America, North America, Canada, and the United States to be one happy little cabal for the globalists. And we can do away with our borders, and, we can set up the UN courts, and we can do all of these wonderful things, and it's all in the name of humanitarian efforts.
Well, your caller that was of Hispanic descent.
Yes, Gabriel.
I've got a guy in my church.
What is it? Gilbert. I'm sorry.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
I've got a guy in my church who is of Latino origin, several generations back, and his dad at one time was an ambassador, U.S. ambassador, and this guy is one of the best Christians and one of the most knowledgeable constitutional type people I've ever run across. And, he's appalled at the whole thing, too. And I tell you, I'd stand shoulder to shoulder any day with him.
Well, and this is what you're not seeing on the news media is they are not putting on the Mexicans. They're not putting Americans on of Mexican descent, I should say, to voice their opposition to this, because they're some of the most adamant against this.
Sure, of course they're not, and for obvious reasons.
Dalton, I got to move on here, my friend. thank you for your call. I'm glad you moved back in an area that you don't have to listen to the swill that's on the AM or FM dial down there. Julius in Arizona.
Hello, John.
Yes.
A couple quick things. I read a book years ago that was penned by a distant cousin of mine. I never met the guy. His name was Fletcher Prouty, and he wrote a book called JFK, the CIA in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked in his book, and he had another book that's called The Secret Team, and that book is online. It's a free download. If you do a little Google, you can find it. In the book, he details how time and again, how strife and revolution is created is basically with a checkbook, the same way Kermit Roosevelt went into Iran and messed things up, you know, and overthrew Mossadegh so the Shah could come to power. This thing going on with the Mexican demonstrators and the La Raza guys and everything, it has all the classic trademarks of the same thing. It's just another setup to create strife so that then government will have some reason to exist.
Well, and we have been remiss. We have allowed our government to take over. Rather than the government being responsive to law, the Constitution, responsive to its own people, we have let the candy store managers here, we've let them have free reign for too many years. And I'm going to put this blame squarely where it belongs. I'm going to put it where it squarely belongs, and that's on the American people themselves for allowing these critters to do what they have done. Ultimately, it is our responsibility.
It is ultimately our responsibility, John. I can agree with you there. But, you know, the remedy that government will offer up and the average American will swallow will end up being worse than the problem that exists now.
When was the last time you saw the federal government do anything that had a good outcome?
Well, that's my whole point,
yeah.
is that the only answer is a serious downsizing. You know, I read a book back in the late 70s, early 80s. It was called Turn Back the Clock, Sam, and some guy had an idea that, you know, you could fix 99% of what's wrong with this country if you turn the clock back to 1900 or maybe 1800, you know, legally wise. And then just allow the everything to reorganize and allow people to come together in smaller communities and smaller groups and do business with people you know and trust. And one of the problems with these larger and larger units of commerce and enterprise is nobody knows anybody. So how can you understand the nature of the relationship when you don't know the people?
Look,
what's wrong with our civilization.
We've always had crime and corruption. We've always had that. But the difference was that it was relegated to a smaller scale.
Yeah, but all the big crime that did exist is a result of every government program, starting with the railroad mess. You
right,
know, when
right.
they when they communized, socialized the deal to build the railroads,
right.
that left a big wide-open door for the J.P. Morgans
and
the rest of
them. Which were all monopolists. They weren't capitalist in that truest sense. They were all monopolists. They hated competition. And the way this country was set up, we had sovereign states. And in those sovereign states, we had counties. In those counties, we had duly elected law enforcement that would stand up and uphold that Constitution. And when that person was found to be lacking in those areas, there didn't have to be a massive demonstration. There didn't have to be all this fol-de-rol. What you did was you tapped the guy on his shoulder and you said, you know what, you're not upholding the duties of your office, you're fired. I'm talking about control here, our control.
Yep.
All right, Julius, I got to move on. I got loaded phones here. Thanks. I appreciate your call. I wanted to get into this U.S. Code because this is damning unto itself, that Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 2. I'm telling you, this applies to anybody, and I don't care if they're in a state house or they're in the federal house in Washington, D.C. These people could be brought up on charges right now for breaking the law. Minimally, less than a year in jail. Maximum 5 years in prison. What do you think that would do to some politician's career if they had to run their next campaign from a jail cell? Arthur in Tennessee. Hello, Arthur. Art, you're up.
Illegal aliens out of the country. If every person would just get two and take them out, this problem would be over with. And I work with two men who are first-generation Americans. They are U.S. citizens, and both of them were at work today. And I believe that there were many first-generation U.S. citizen Hispanics that were working today.
Well, and you know what? I'll say something else. For those legal residents that are here in this country, these legal citizens, I want people to stand by them. I want people to stand with them. Because you know what's going to happen here. They're going to be subject to reprisals. This thing starts to heat up. This chaotic situation is allowed on that cauldron to keep boiling and boiling. Eventually, what's going to happen is exactly what they what these people are now marching in the streets saying right now, that you're all a bunch of racists. But this is going to be a natural recourse and a rebellion of the American people against what they're seeing. But now the story is going to come true. It's going to come to pass that we're all racist and we're all haters. So I'm encouraging people that have friends, co-workers out there that are of Mexican descent that are in this country legally, you stick up for them.
I'll do that. And we all want to point out the genius of insight that Eric Williams has had, and that is that the children of these first-generation U.S. citizens need not be second-class political status U.S. citizens and liable for the $80 trillion debt. It would be amazingly liberating for them to know that their children will not be saddled with this horrific debt, and they could be first-class political status sovereigns.
Yep.
And I told you I would look into the CDL 18-wheeler issue, and the only way that I can see around it in my particular issue is to supersede the jurisdiction that exists in the U.S. citizen situationship. And so what I plan to do is to cut brigade orders, militia orders that enable me to drive, have those countersigned by a general officer, and advise these individuals of the second-class political status U.S. citizenship that they are not entitled to revenue earning from me, and that they shall use that to disperse to storm victims in this disaster area in Tennessee.
All right.
The other question I had was, I was advised by a self-described general officer that you had been offered the revenue from the sale of DX'd obsolete equipment from the Nathan Bedford Force Brigade and had turned that down. Have you been contacted?
DX equipment from whom?
Old, obsolete DX'd equipment from the Nathan Bedford Forest Brigade, the only brigade that chased, only military formation that is undefeated and chases its lineage back to the sovereigns of the Revolutionary War. The colors were never surrendered.
I don't remember having that conversation. When did this supposedly take place?
Within the last 4 weeks, so I'll clarify that on this end.
Please do.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your call. Mona in California. Hello, Mona.
Hi, I just wanted to say that our country is being raped on all sides, most notably by 30 million Mexicans who are presently in the country and came in illegally. This is a travesty against the Statue of Liberty, who is a very high-minded, generous, and beautiful lady. To rape her so incessantly and then say, well, I had to because I'm poor, or I love her so much, doesn't fly, and we shouldn't listen to these arguments.
You know, things weren't the same since the French Revolution. And I'm not even down with the old Statue of Liberty. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, we were out on a boat and we were looking at this monstrosity that sits there in the New York Harbor. Give me your poor, your huddled masses, so on and so forth. You know, that's quite a message from the French. I don't see them being invaded like we are.
I totally agree with you. I'd take the Statue of Liberty down if I could. But as long as she's up there, at least recognize her as being an upper-class lady with good intentions.
Well, hey, at one time, Mona, in this country, everybody had to go through Ellis Island. Remember that one?
No, but it's just there's no excuse for it. I'm only coming here for work is not an excuse.
Yeah.
And I love your country so very much is not an excuse.
Well, and what is more ominous behind this is the true intentions of the more radical groups that are actually pushing this whole thing.
Absolutely.
And the news media are not. And here's a good indicator of how these liars lie every single day, because they will not, under any circumstances, go to the Aslan people, the Reconquista people. They will not talk with them. They will not demonstrate and put up the graphs and the maps of what they actually want back. The more radical of this element are saying that this continent belongs to us. You know what? I've got some good lead stock I'm happy to send their way.
Well, it's going to be time for the good people of this country to defend our own borders.
Well, and it's America that's on the line right now. And Mona, the only thing I have to say in that instance, we have so many things on the plate right now, whether it's a war in Iraq, a president that is a treasonous, most treasonous one I've seen in many, many years. We have a lot on the plate. But right now, we're being invaded. I don't see George Bush sending troops in my backyard right now. So for right now, I'll maintain my focus on the illegal immigration coming into this country. The occupiers that are saying that this is our country, and you little gringos, you need to go back to Europe.
Number one priority is defend our borders.
There you go. Mona, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Barbara in Nebraska, is this?
Yes, hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, listen. That poem on the Statue of Liberty, that wasn't sent by the French. That was put on there, I don't know what year, but some time ago. And if you'll check, I'll bet it was written by an Antichrist.
It probably was, but I know the statue came from France.
Yes, it did. And it was for liberty.
Yeah.
And the name of the person that wrote that poem is Emma Lazarus, or Lazarus, I don't want to pronounce it. But that's not why I call it. You know, you keep hearing about... they're just coming here to take jobs Americans don't want. Well, those aren't the jobs that their children are going to be wanting, because here in Nebraska, our wonderful state legislature voted to allow the children of the illegals to pay in-state tuition at the university.
Well, you know, years ago, and I've heard this repeated more and more, that we should be boycotting the Walmarts of the world and the McDonald's, the Mickey D's, the Grand Golden Arches. We should be telling these people right now, because, Barbara, I don't know if you remember this, walking into a McDonald's just a couple of years ago, what you would see in there are retired, especially women, retired women that couldn't make it on their Social Security or the little pension plan that they might have had because their dollar is being devalued, and they were forced back into the workplace, up there competing with 18, 16, 17, 18-year-old high school kids, trying to scramble to give you that Mickey D breakfast or that the Hamburglar, whatever. And it broke my heart to see that. Now you don't see the older white women in there or the retirees working in there. What you're seeing are illegals working in these establishments. What I want to see enforced is the rule of law, and I want anybody that is a proponent of breaking those laws or rearranging them to make this invasion somehow legitimate, I want to see them gone.
Well, it would be an ideal situation, all right.
But this is the mentality. I mean, we've got to put ourselves on a war footing. We've got to quit pussyfooting around and state it as it is. And no more compromising.
Speaking of war, a little bit change the subject, but since we will have an overabundance, supposedly, of English-only speakers, you suppose they're going to be forced into the military? Because they won't be allowed to work by the Mexicans?
Well, I don't know. They leave the PNAC boys in place. They've got a bunch of wars on their war planning board. Okay. They're going to need some bodies to put in those uniforms and fire those guns.
Well, that's where I think we're headed, John. Hope I'm wrong.
Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, John.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, gosh, what a state of America. May 1, the Illuminous Day. Isn't that amazing? What a tribute to the ones that want world government. And we're looking at it marching in our streets today. My God in heaven, help us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.